From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of Jazz Progressions. I'm Jake Longwell. We'll open the hour with a set of 70s jazz rock, and we'll turn first to a Swedish band called Ablution, which, for those who don't know, is a very formal term for bathing oneself. The band comprised of Jan Schaefer on guitar, Peter Robinson keyboards, Barry D'Souza trumpet, Jason Lind flute and electric piano, John Gustafsson bass, Ola Brunkart drums, and Melando Gassama percussion. We'll go back to 1974 for their CBS Records LP Ablution, and from it we'll listen to Equator.
Thank you.
That's Dutch keyboardist Jasper van 't Hoff, and a track from his 1978 release However on MPS Records, with Bob Malik on tenor sax, John Lee bass, and the great Alphonse Mouzon on drums. We heard Publi. That album's sound is very reminiscent, to my ears anyway, of the fusion band Passport, fronted by sax man Klaus Dollinger. Before that, Jean-Luc Ponty on electric violin from his 1976 Atlantic release Aurora, with Daryl Sturmer on guitar, Patrice Rushen keyboards, Tom Fowler bass, and Norm Farrington on drums. We heard the opening track, Is Once Enough, and we began that nice long set of 70s fusion with the Swedish band Ablution. From their self-titled LP from 1974, we heard Equator. In this set of jazz progressions, we'll hear from two innovative American guitarists named John, both of whom are no strangers to this program, John Scofield and John Abercrombie. We'll begin with John Scofield from 1990 and his Blue Note release, Time on My Hands, sessions recorded at the end of 1989. With Joe Lovano on tenor sax, Charlie Hayden on bass, and Jack DeJohnette on drums, this is Stranger to the Light. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
We began that set with John Scofield from Time on My Hands, released in 1990. We heard Stranger to the Light. As promised, music from John Abercrombie following that from his 2004 release Class Trip out on ECM with Mark Feldman violin, Mark Johnson bass, and Joey Barron on drums. We heard Illinois, undoubtedly referring to some people's tendency to mispronounce the name of the American state of Illinois. And lastly, the two of them together, John Abercrombie and John Scofield from 1984, and the album Solar, reissued on CD on the Quicksilver label. Some of the tracks are guitar duets, others are quartets, with George Mraz on bass and Peter Donald on drums. We heard the latter. Their take of a Wes Montgomery classic that has become a jazz standard, especially for guitarists, 4-on-6. You are listening to Jazz Progressions. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch with the program, our email address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And please visit our blog and website for much more info about the show, qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. If you want the playlist or audio for this episode, look for Jazz Progressions, program number 1806. We have time for a quick set of free jazz before we wrap up the hour, and we'll begin with a classic featuring Eric Dolphy from the Stockholm Sessions, an album containing two sessions recorded for Swedish radio and television in 1961. This track, recorded on November 19th of 61, was recorded as part of a TV special called Eric in Town. Eric Dolphy featured on alto sax, bass clarinet, and flute for these sessions, with Idris Suleiman, trumpet, Rune Öfverman, piano, Jimmy Wood, bass, and Sture Kallin on drums. This is Jiwi. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's a track from tenor saxophonist Larry Schneider, recorded in 1997 in Valencrocia, Italy, for the album Summertime in Sanremo, issued on the Italian Splash label, and a wide variety of jazz sounds and styles featured on this CD. Everything from ballads and standards to free improvisational pieces, like the one we heard, a duet between Larry Schneider on tenor sax and John Arnold on drums. It was called Orange Rouge. Larry's style of sax playing has been compared to that of Ornette Coleman, Charlie Parker, and John Coltrane by various reviewers. Eric Dolphy before that recorded in Stockholm in 1961 for Swedish television. Jiwi from the Stockholm Sessions. And with that, we come to the end of this hour of the program. My name is Jake Longwell. Thank you, as always, for your company. Please join me again soon for another exploration of the wide and varied world of modern jazz. Jazz Progressions is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.